Last month marked the hottest, driest July in the Aleutian Islands in 95 years. As KUCB's Hope McKenney reports, the conditions match the larger trend across Alaska, which experienced below-average rainfall and record-breaking heat.
While the lower 48 experienced significantly above-average temperatures in July, climatologists say it was Alaska's warmest month on record since 1925.
This is really in keeping with what we've seen across the state over the last half decade.
That's Rick Toman, a climate scientist based in Fairbanks. He says the Aleutian Islands were no exception to the trend. Not only did the region experience record-breaking heat, it also had record dry conditions.
This was the driest July in that 95 years in the Aleutians region there, which includes basically from Falls Pass westward as well as the Pribilofs.
The Aleutians got just over 1.5 inches of rain, nearly 2 inches below the region's long-term average. It also experienced an average maximum temperature of nearly 59 degrees, almost 5 degrees above the long-term average. Toman says climatologists are still looking into the implications of all that hot, dry weather.
What drought means in southwest Alaska and the Aleutians, that is a good question.
He says it could hurt water quality in streams, which would affect salmon and other species the region relies on for subsistence and commercial fishing. Whatever the immediate impacts may be, Toman says the long-term trend for ocean temperatures is only going in one direction, and that's up.
The oceans all around the state, the Gulf of Alaska, the North Pacific, the Bering Sea, and then north of the Bering Strait in the Chukchi and Beaufort Seas, everywhere, ocean temperatures are significantly warmer than normal. And when they're well above normal, like they are this year, that is really an important factor for Aleutians climate.
Despite dry and warm conditions last month, Toman says the Aleutians could see heavy rainfall later this year. As the oceans warm, he says there's more water evaporating into the atmosphere, and that's more water for fall storms to tap into. In Unalaska, I'm Hope McKenney.